This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And I'd like to start here with the Rookie of the Year awards. You know, now awards are not always the craziest thing. You know, we'll probably talk Hall of Fame next week as the ballot just came out. But this is more pertinent, more, you know, inclusive of what we just went through. And I'd like to start in the National League as Paul Skeens, Paul Dunn, if we want to call him that.
Oh, my God.
Takes her last name.
Wins the National League Rookie of the Year. And that, what I will say real quick is I don't have any issue with really any of these awards. Maybe the American League Rookie of the Year.
I was going to say, I might.
But what I think is interesting about this National League Rookie of the Year award, look, Paul Skeens, look, dude, you are one of the faces. We want you to be amazing as baseball fans. Anytime there is a player that gets eyeballs who aren't a fan of that team, I'm pro you. Shohei, Paul Skeens, whatever it is. I am surprised that Paul Skeens dominated this award as much as he did. I thought Jackson Merrill had a pretty damn good year.
He was very good for the Padres, but I feel like just the... I mean, Skeens had a 1.96 ERA.
Started the All-Star game.
That is the lowest of any rookie pitcher who made at least 20 starts in the live ball era since 1920. Sounds pretty rookie of the year-esque to me.
Sounds
I know
pretty good.
Jackson Merrill was one of the most clutch players this year.
He was fantastic for the Padres. But and had they not had to play the Dodgers as early as they did, could have probably gone further in the playoffs.
And listen, if he got the nod because he's got a super hot girlfriend, then that's okay. What's Jackson Merrill working with now? I got to ask that.
You know what? You can ask that.
Probably still young and single.
I got a good feeling it ain't Livy Dunn.
No, that's a lot of those guys aren't working with Livy Dunn. Like, they're working with pieces, but not necessarily Livy Dunn.
2 days ago was the 8-year anniversary of the greatest tweet ever made by a spouse of a Major League Baseball player. And she said, and I quote, "Hey, at Major League Baseball, I thought I was the only person that was able to bleep Justin Verlander.
I know what you're talking about.
Find me the two people that left him off the ballot. Kate Upton." Kate Uptop.
Yep. Cat Daddy herself.
Livy Dunn or Kate Upton? Real quick. Livy Dunn or Kate Upton?
That's a whole
Because, you know,
God.
Kate Upton's stacked.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest.
But she's older.
In the world.
You got to think of the gymnast aspect of Livy Dunn, if you know what I mean. You know,
I'm going to take the up top.
I'm taking Livy Dunn.
You know, the up tops have made a great comeback with Sydney Sweeney and that ring chick that was
Sydney
at
Thomas.
The ring chick on the Netflix.
Another Sydney. Yeah, she is just, oh my God.
Bring back the up tops. So,
Hashtag make up tops great again.
still doing research on Jackson Mills.
On Livy Dunn.
Here.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
I bet she doesn't have one.
I think I was just surprised, and I think what's interesting.
I'm
surprised, and let me share this with you. What I was surprised is because of what it translates to the American League, which we'll get to in a second. I was really surprised because I thought it would be closer. I'm not shocked that Skeens won. I'm more just a little surprised that it was 23 first place votes, Jackson Merrill 7, and then the reverse for second place votes. I was a little more surprised by that because I was curious, can Jackson Merrill down the stretch being clutch on a team going to the playoffs? I was curious if this award would get a little more MVP-ish than just what your stats say. And this stayed with what your stats say.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, how valuable were...
Because as a rookie, you're not expected to win the World Series.
How valuable was your performance to your team? And I get that, but I feel like, in a sense, Rookie of the Year, it's almost an exception of that. Like, and they have two separate awards, you know, MVP totally. Versus Cy Young. So, you know,
Ichiro is the last one I can remember that won rookie and MVP.
So what rookie, but, you know, rest in peace, Fernando Valenzuela was Rookie of the Year and Cy Young winner himself. Yeah, I think that's Skeens to me. I mean, again, Jackson Merrill was great, but he had an unprecedented rookie year.
And that's what shifts me to the American League.
Oh, God.
Well, quickly, too, just let me point out that Paul Skeens was like a top draft pick. Jackson Merrill went near the end of a first round. I just don't think those
that's
guys...
still a top draft pick.
No, but totally, but looking at...
You know Tom Brady was in the sixth round?
Giovanni Carmazzi got drafted ahead of him. No, my point is, though...
You know Tony Romo wasn't drafted?
You're usually only hearing about maybe the top 10 or 20 draft picks out of
especially
a year.
Especially in baseball, yeah.
And with Paul Skeens, I think... I mean, I'm not even joking here. I think the Livy Dunn factor actually does help him, and we saw the national media, as soon as he made his first start, basically coming out throwing flames, and Jackson Merrill did the same thing at the plate, but just didn't get as much coverage because A, Merrill played a full season, and B, Skeens came in the middle of a season too. So it was like the perfect timing, you know, dead sports time in the summer when Paul Skeens appeared, and all that extra national love, I think, helped propel him to it, as well as his hot female.
And I think we get really excited about top draft picks. Yep. Strasburg, Harper, Griffey. You know, there's the, and then we talk about the Dustin Ackleys of the world, the number twos that completely fall on their face and aren't great. Like, I think you got a great point there, Schultze, that like, we do it in the NFL. We do it in the NBA, like Anthony Bennett, like we'll always know Anthony Bennett. Okay, but Kyrie went number one, and you're like, oh, okay, I'm cool with that. And so, you know, you look at NFL players, it's like, I think Caleb's getting a lot more dragged through the mud in the NFL this year because he went one. If he went two, and Daniels went one, and Daniels is still doing what he's doing and being amazing, but Caleb's two, they'll be like, well, it's okay, that's why he wasn't number one. He's still gotta move, he's still gotta progress, blah, blah, blah. But because he went one, we gotta trash him. So I hear you on that. And I think that's what's so fun about this National League Rookie of the Year race when you compare it to the American League race, because I feel like the voters had different standards for the American League as they did the National League.